very much, and welcome to the Annex, Chicago's liveliest show. And we're very excited about seeing you. In fact, I'm so excited, I'm just all overcome. Darling, would you bring Mother a little something to suck on while I sit up here and talk dirty to the neighbors? Oh, isn't that marvelous? Oh, you have brung it to me. Snort! Damn, I hope it didn't shrink anything. Well, howdy and welcome to Fairyland. We want you to sit back, relax, have a ball or whatever you brought with you, because we think you're going to enjoy this evening. At least we hope so. Remember my telling you about my mama, how you would love her, but it would cost you? Well, not a hell of a lot. Mama was one of the marvelous old southern ladies, you know. She could wail on a saxophone when the saints come marching home just like a pro. Which was a word we were never allowed to use around Mama's house. Well, you know, Mama always wanted a house, but the government wouldn't let her open it. Well, she got one. Oh, she was so unhappy, she'd gone downtown to the department store and bought brand new sheets, but she hated them. She said she got screwed on all of them. I'll never forget that raid. They come up there, you know, and they grabbed a hold of Mama and took the girls away. And oh, it was terrible. And there was Mama. She put a big sign out in front, said, "Gone to jail, beat it." That's when I found out that you can put on women's clothes and make money. It was during the big raid, and I was sort of taking a bath at the time. Well, at least he was in the tub. And so I grabbed up the first thing that was there, and was my mother's smock and her high heels and her switch, and I was a sensation overnight. Oh, there's a woman. You are a woman, aren't you, honey? Well, you'll meet a few other ladies in here, too. Oh. Honey, when you say ladies and gentlemen this place, we make them sort themselves out, you know. But we've got everything around here tonight. What are we all there with you? Just prayed for rain. I hope it drowns you, but it's all. Bet this is the first time you've ever seen a Jewish Indian. By the old Moomin Pagoda, looking eastward to the sea. Oh, the sunshine's east, the sunshine's west, but I know where you can get it best. I just threw that in. I wish I'd have thrown it up. There's a Burma gal waiting, and I know she waits for me. Silly, any girl wait for anybody as nelly as I am's out of her fruit mind. Let her wait. Oh, the wind is up your... Where the hell's the wind? Oh, don't move me. We'll find out. Tommy back, ye pretty soldier. I don't know any British soldier, but I knew an Australian soldier once. Oh my God, that Australian crawl. Come ye back to Mandalay. Come ye back to Mandalay. Oh, damn, did you hear that note? Oh, that was so gorgeous. Geraldine Farrar would have given her left tip for a note like that. On the road to Mandalay, where the old flotilla lay. A flotilla, by the way, is a group of ships, and a group of ships have a group of sailors, and lay they will. Hell, I know. We used to play the damnedest game, like drop the soap. We played it my way. Ivory flakes. Well, you know how to win. All you need is a sticky finger. And you should have seen them officers snapping at the bubbles. Can't you hear those paddles chunking from Raccoon to Mandalay? good it just scares the watch call out of me. I rode to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play. Flying fishes, our airline hostess is. And the dawn comes up like thunder out of joy. Kind of sissy, ain't it?
60 dead men on a dead man's chest.
You know, that's not bad if you're a queer ghost. Bay! Fairy tale time! Once upon a time in a far-off kingdom, there was a wicked old drag queen. She lived high on a castle on a hill, and she had a magic mirror. And she'd say, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairiest of us all?" And the mirror'd say, "You are, girl." Always made her feel so good. Of course, she also had a little charge named Snow White that she used to make do the damnedest thing. Like wash out the trick, wash out the towel, and the cobblestones. One day Snow White was out there washing off the cobblestones, and here comes Prince Charming just romping across the pampas. Now when he sees Snow White, he wants her. So he gets off his horse, he says, "Snow White, ride away with me." So she mounts his horse. Well, he sooner rectified all that. She said, "I'd love to ride away with you, but if that queen sees you, she'll want you too. You better go." As he rides away, she sings that wonderful old English madrigal. "Someday my prince will come." All this time, the queen's up there looking in that mirror. She looks in that mirror because she's a watch queen. She said, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of us all?" And the mirror said, "I got news for you, girl." He said, "Snow White's grown up and she's gorgeous." She said, "I've got to get rid of her." She said, "I know what I'll do. I'll call the man with the big gun." Nobody we know. She called the man with the big gun. He came up there. She said, "I've got something I'd like for you to do." He said, "Love to." So this is no time for romance. I want you to shoot Snow White. He went down there where Snow White was. He tapped her on the shoulder. He said, "Pardon me, darling, but wouldn't you like to go where the fairies are dancing?" She said, "Isn't this against the law?" He said, "Not unless you're wearing scarlet ribbons." Where the fairies were dancing, she had a hell of a time. She didn't know whether she's following, leading, or parking a truck. She looked up, and there's the man with the big gun. She said, "What are you going to do?" He said, "I'm going to blow you to hell." She said, "Don't talk, work." "No!" He said, "I can't shoot you. You're too pretty. I want you to run, run, run," which means go, girl, go. She took off. She ran down the highway, through the woods, through the forest, through the canyon. Finally, at last, she was all fagged out, if you'll excuse that expression. And she went to sleep in the arms of Morpheus, and she woke on the arms of Mother Nature. If that don't make her bisexual, if that don't confuse her, nothing will. She woke up, and there was all of the beautiful day around her, flora and fauna, a couple of nice lesbians she knew, so she waved. Over here were a bunch of fairies making a daisy chain, so she joined them. They're playing a new game called Knit One, Pearl Two, Drop a Daisy. Oops! And they worked out at the bus station where they sing that wonderful old song, "How Can You Whistle While You Work?" All this time, the queen's up there looking in that mirror. She looks in that mirror because she's a never-say-die queen. The most never-say-die queen I've ever seen in my whole and entire.
She said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of us all? And the mirror said, I told you, girl, Snow White, she ain't dead, she's living with seven dwarves. She said, seven dwarves, how often can a girl go? She said, I know what I'll do. I'll become a wicked old witch. I'll make a poisoned apple. I'll rub it with KY and camphophonique. And if that don't kill her, nothing will. Isn't that ridiculous? It won't harm a soul. Look how healthy. She went down there, knocked on the door, and Snow White said, who is it? She said, let me in, sweetie. She said, what do you want me to do? She said, I want you to take a bite out of this fruit. So naturally, Snow White bit her. She said, out of the apple, you damn fool. She took a bite out of the apple, and she dropped over dead. When the seven dwarfs came home, found her all flaked out there. They didn't want the hell to do with her, because she's a girl. So they picked her up, and they put her in a glass coffin, and they took her down by the river, and they all knelt around her. Crazy picture. About this time, here comes Prince Charming, just romping across the pampas. Now, when he sees Snow White, he wants her. So he gets off his horse, and the seven dwarfs sees him, and they want him. So they get up and start the Indian wrestle for him. This causes such a commotion. The glass coffin breaks. Snow White rolls out into the river. A great big fish comes by and kisses her. And she and the fish live happily ever after. So fairy tales can come true. We all that happens to you. Just stay young. Thank you.